A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, February 27th, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about election campaign rallies that have started in Zimbabwe ahead of this year's general elections. Intense election campaign rallies started in Zimbabwe on Saturday following the gazetting of electoral boundaries last week. The opposition is still crying foul over the manner in which the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission drew the boundaries, saying ZEC used a voter's roll which has not yet been unveiled to the public. The parties have also accused President Emmerson Mnangagwa of breaking the law in handling the delimitation report. Despite these challenges, ZANU-PF spokesman Christopher Mtsangwa says the party has started revamping structures as part of the electoral process. At the same time, opposition parties say their election campaigns have started even though they are being denied permission by the police to hold rallies. CCC claims that police have so far blocked 68 of their rallies and meetings nationwide since January this year. Police say they are merely enforcing laid down rules and regulations. It still remains to be seen if this will continue ahead of the crucial elections. President Mnangagwa has not yet proclaimed a date for the polls. The last elections were held in July 2018. Namhla zulukandaba sixoxa ngokuqala kwemikhankaso yokhetho oluzayo. Amabandla aphosi wonke aqale imikhankaso yawo ngomgqibelo kulandela ukwethulwa kwemingcele emitsha yokuvota. Imingcele le yadwetshwa ikhomishini yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission isebenzisa ugwalo olujulileyo lokuvota. EliZimbabwe lizaqhuba ukhetho lonyaka kulandela olwenziwa unyaka 2018. And several parties were on the campaign trail this weekend. The leader of the Democratic Union of Zimbabwe, Robert Chapman, was one of the leaders who pitched his party's programs to the electorate in an effort to entice them to vote for his party.
We've actually been in and out of Harare, of course, as the capital city. We've been doing interviews everywhere, so we've been here for quite some time. We knew Harare would bring a big crowd, and this is evidence that people are tired of the old political system. They're tired of the same old story, the same old jargon. And they're very excited that DUZ has come out and that the party exists for them and make sure they're delivering right results. So extremely exciting times for us.
Does this mark the beginning of... Are you launching your campaign or you launch your campaign? Is this marking the beginning of your 2023 campaign?
Oh, no, we're already in it. So the moment we had our press conference, I think it was December 10th, we started moving forward with that campaign. You can obviously clearly see that there was some groundwork that was done, as we have, of course. You've seen our structures in here. You've seen our coordinators in here. These are from Harare. Some people have come from the neighboring provinces. So you can see that they've done a tremendous job. But yeah, we're in campaign mode.
Your message...
What do you think our chances in this election?
Very strong. If you look at right now, the numbers that we're turning out for the time frame we've made our announcement, it's extremely high. You know, I saw the most recent poll, which I believe was the Brenthurst Foundation poll and survey, showed that we had a 33% awareness in the country, and we'd only been announced for 5 weeks. We had not even had our first meeting. So you can imagine now, people seeing the numbers coming out. We've seen Bulawayo have been absolutely amazing. Masringo received us extremely well. We've got great numbers in every single province, and of course, we've seen here in Harare. So we expect to have a pretty good turnout in this coming election.
So what are your thoughts on the political environment right now?
I'm sorry?
What are your thoughts
in the political environment?
The political environment is the political environment. You know, I know that there's concern that we're going to see political violence, which has been historically there. So I don't think anyone can be surprised if we're going to find roadblocks, we're going to see escalation and rigging mechanisms. It's been the way, that's been our political system for a long time. I think the question we should be asking and what we should be looking at is, what are the solutions that we have in place to make sure that we have the freedoms and we utilize the Constitution? Because obviously no reforms are put in place. So we're going to work around the problems that we face. We are facing problems like any other political party, but of course as the numbers increase and they see essentially how impactful we're going to be, we expect more Spanish to be thrown in our campaign.
Supporters of the Democratic Union of Zimbabwe are backing Chapman, thinking that he may win the presidential election. Another supporter of the Democratic Union of Zimbabwe had this to say.
Chapman, tikona kuti ramangwana redu vachatigadzirira zvakanaka. Tisikakaona mayuti, handimukona mayuti. Zvaari kuita vari kuya ini mhambasi. Zvikoro, tidzidze tisiye dombo, zvekuja kwachapa. Kunyanya zvakadaro, tuti purezidendi vatisiise vana vachitipa mabasa, tisiye zvakaipa nezvakashata zvese. Tinoda muchiona president vedu.
Vamwe vanoti vanodawo vamwe vakaita sana Chamisa nevamwe. Imimi why muchida vaChapman?
VaChapman tinovada nekuti mwana wemumusha, mwana mudiki, anoziya matambudzikiro atiri kuita. Nhasi redu neramangwana redu ndivo vanogona kutendesa mune remangwana. Havapfeke masutu. Havaite zviri lavhishini. Kusadzidza isatakudzidza, asi vaChapman vachatipawo kuti zvedu zveuhwindi tiregere tiitewo mabhazi edu nezvakadaro.
And Lamo Maduku, leader of the National Constitutional Assembly Party, is among people looking for votes. He has started campaigning ahead of this year's elections.
Sangana panapa patiri panapa building rineri nemapremises aya akakomberedzwa kudai ibuilding neproperty yeNCA ndeyedu sepati kune mapati mashoma ane mabuilding akadai anotogara kuti panapa ndopeti peNCA saka if tikada kutsvaga rizeni yekuti anga kuNCA kune party office kutori neparty property kune kwekutoenda kwekunogara kana kurara kana kuti zvatinoda tine party yakatosimba ine property yayo inonzi NCA building Kumbiro House. Hamufungi kuti ngavamberera maoko izvozvo. Saka chekutanga ipapapa ndechekuti muchirungu we are an established party. Ukaona party ine head office inonzi panapa panonziti NCA. Hapasi kurendwa panapa rubazani ndepechi NCA. Kana ungori memba NCA panapa ndechi mukatenderera muchitsvaga mapati munotozotamba kuzwa kuti vane ofisi here. Pane andataura yavo ari 3 yekutanga Zano PF vakasoba mari kudhara vakavaka head office yayamuna inonzi kwai Jongwe House. Munoziva tichienda kurotorero ndizvo imba yaya vakaipiwa ngemachina. Mukatoona structure yebuilding racho rakashata, haritombozikani kuti ndiani wakavaka building riyavaya. NCA party run. You know, Hunger Company, it party, Yagaba Mari, Wagawaga's building, Ramasika Shandy, Sivango Pinapo, Vajit Portugal, Ramashan, my old Sachi. You are Bagato Serenis, as one of all by the party of it. You may EMGC, Varanus have his house. I see our dear Jesse Patagatanga, Utah, his son, I'm Gab.
Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Fatsai Mahere, interim spokesperson of the Citizens Coalition for Change, and Mr. Song Elwa Ndlovu of ZAPU is the spokesperson of the party. We're still waiting for Mr. Tafoso Mgwadi of ZANU-PF. Let's start with Ms. Fatsai Mahere. Good evening and welcome to the program, madam.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Yeah, tell us a bit about what is happening in terms of your election campaigns. Have you started campaigning and what is going on briefly?
As President Nabuchanita said, when the TCC was introduced on the 24th of January last year, the entire by-election season was a campaign period for us while we were getting the ground. And for the last year, we've been going...
Yeah, it seems, Ms. Mayere, it seems your phone has got some kind of echo. So we'll call you back in some few seconds after testing the phone because we feel that it has got a bit of echo. So we'll come back to you. I'll let our producers talk to you right now. So let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Msongola Ndlovu. Msongola Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila tube kunjani
ku? Yeah, isiphile kakhulu. So tell us a bit about your campaigns because there are so many people that wish to join the show today. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, we started our campaigns sometime last year when we partook in the by-elections in some parts of the country and engaged our structures, built our structures, and the president has been busy on the ground, mobilizing people to join the party, to register to vote, and to vote up. We are going to be escalating our campaigns in the next month, March, and ensure that we cover as much ground as possible in preparation for the election.
So now, how is it going right now? We are told that some parties are being barred from campaigning by the police. How about you?
We have been encountering a lot of undemocratic tendencies from state apparatus in some areas of the country, including Rwanda, where recently our campaign teams were arrested and later released without any charge. We have fortunately held some public meetings without any disturbances. But what we note with extreme concern is that democracy has the cost of democracy has tripled since the so-called new dispensation because besides the violence and the closing of the democratic space by the new regime of Emmerson Mnangagwa, what we note with deep concern is the commercialization of democracy, where people who are supposed to be contesting at the local government and at national assembly, including the Senate, are supposed to be paying exorbitant amounts of money just to represent people. As ZAPU, we have made it clear before, and we make it clear today. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, ZAPU has made it clear before and today that the cost of democracy was sacrificed for was paid for by the blood, sweat, and tears of our fathers who went to fight for our independence. We resist and reject in total the commercialization of democracy by making people's representatives to pay exorbitant prices gazetted by
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Now I think we are rejoined by Ms. Fazaya Mahere of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Ms. Mahere, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Now you are very clear. So go ahead, tell us a bit about what is going on in terms of your election campaign.
Thank you. As I was saying, the CCC was formed on the 24th of January, 2022. And from the date of our formation, we hit the ground running. Last year, we had a by-election campaign season where we had almost 200 by-elections. And as you all know, the CCC won the majority of those. We've also been conducting mugwazi. We're going door-to-door to Chipinda Mamisha, Chirumadoroba, to Chipinda Mubanu, voter registration campaigns. We've been conducting rallies. We've been having small group meetings. We've managed to mobilize and penetrate rural areas, spreading the message of change, and the reception has been overwhelming. The citizens have embraced the news. The citizens are more than ready to vote overwhelmingly for President Nelson Chamisa so that we win big. Even if you look at the data and the surveys that are coming out, they're showing that President Nelson Chamisa and the PPC have a clear lead. So as we now march towards the actual election date, we're making sure that we sharpen all our tools, make sure that we've got all our internal processes sorted out, ensure that we've got candidates that come from communities. We're going to lay out our new Great Zimbabwe Blueprint, which is our plan for progress for Zimbabwe. And all of this is with a view to meet our target, which is a landslide victory in the presidential election, a two-thirds majority in parliament, key sweep in urban municipalities, and obviously majorities in the rural district council.
Now, looking at your campaigns, you know, are you doing this, checking into account that you haven't seen the voters' roll? And if you have not seen the voters' roll, it could seem as if the election result is very clear here. It will be ZANU-PF throughout. So why campaign at this moment?
The CCC has been the loudest voice throughout the country demanding electoral reform, and our chief demand has been a demand for the voters' roll. We've mounted political pressure, we've engaged back. Currently, we actually have a case that's pending before the court demanding that voters' roll. Now, obviously, we've got our own internal data that we go by, but the Constitution requires ZEC to do the right thing, which is to produce the voters' roll. Even when the delimitation report was being discussed, we continued to demand to ZEC that we see this voters' roll, because we don't want the situation where we've got another disputed election, because that will only cause mass suffering for the people of Zimbabwe. So we continue to demand that voters' roll. But at the same time, what the Nelson Chamisa has said is that the citizens, for our part, we have to make sure that we have everything in place. We're mobilized, we're registered, and we're ready to, vote and defend the vote big, so that when the voters' roll comes out, we are not caught napping.
Yes, Nelu Rimuramai, why Musinga boycotted my elections?
Boycott an election because it was ZANU PF and those are Tarisira. ZANU PF Yaifunga Kuti Jayata Tora has this house with a Tora MDC alliance along with Zureka before MP Nema Councillor Ebi Kuti Pacha Zoshaya opposition in Zimbabwe. I see CCC Akaraki that I love a Pato Revan Rimuramba Rediko. But as ZANU PF is about to boycott a Kutiza Zopinza, Mutunga Niri, the Ram, because the Nazi Chinese is a boycott. Tinoramba tichifaitira, tichitsvagiridza, tichidhimanda voters' roll kumatare. Takaenda kuzek, takaenda zvese ticharamba tichiita, asi kuboikota election hatisi kuzoboikota. Pari zvino tirikutoita madoor-to-door, madzimai ari kupinda mamisha, vechidiki vari kufamba nevhik, hatisi kuzomira kumobhilaiza nekuorganiza vanhu vakuru nevechidiki vari kwese kwese kumachechi kwese, kuti munhu wese ngaarejiste kuti anovhota uye kutizobudisira misarudzo dziri kuuya.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are going to come back to you. For those people that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are discussing the issue of election campaigns in Zimbabwe. And for those that wish to join us, please note that you can join us on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We're also live streaming on our YouTube, that is VOA Zimbabwe. Tonight on Live Talk, as I've said, we are talking about election campaigns. And now, so I think we've got a caller. Let's take a caller at the moment while we're looking for Mr. Tafoso Mkwadi of ZANU-PF and Mr. Joseph Chuma as well. So, caller, who is that on the line? Hello, caller, how are you? Hello, caller, can you hear me? I think we've got a challenge on that line. So let's go back to Ubaba Umsongelo. Hello, caller, are you there? No, I think we've got a challenge. Caller, are you there?
Yebo, ngikhona.
Yeah, so what I'm for you to kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila.
Yes, kuluma lwani?
Igama Mpumelelo Dlovu.
Yeah, Dlovini. Akutsho phela ukuthi ezokhetha uzibona njani ukwenzakala eZimbabwe khona manje.
Hayi, i-situation ngiyibhekile nje, ngiyibhekile kakhulu, but ngizwa ubuhlungu ngoba ngiyabona ukuthi ama-rally ebandla elikhulu i-CCC abawavumeli ukuthi bewayenze ngendlela abafuna abangathandi ukuthi bewenze ngendlela engakhona. So lokhu ngiyabona ukuthi space, i-democratic space has been squeezed. So lokhu ngiyabona ukuthi amathuba e-CCC kuyawancindezela ukuthi bazakale ebantwini njengoba nje abakwazi ukuthi bekhampeni ngendlela abafuna ngayo. So-ke kuyinto ebuhlungu le ngoba vele siyazi ukuthi le yindlela iZANU-PF e-operator ngayo. Njalo uma ngibekile i-CCC ayilalo indlela yokuthi ngakhawunta njani lezi mgobo efakwa iZANU-PF because le yinto esizaziyo lezo ukuthi iZANU-PF isebenza ngalezi ndlela. So asazi njalo, ngibona ungathi ukhetho lolu luzonzima kakhulu because uma ngibhekile njengoba ngibeka nje ukuthi i-democratic space is shrinking. So ngibona ukhetho lelo esibhekane lalo esiya kulo luzoba nzima kakhulu. Ngibona kusuba lokulahleka kwempilo kakhulu, imizi ngashabalala ngoba noma ebeyincindezela i-CCC bayamazi uchamisa kancane abantu, but ngiboni ngathi ukhetho lolu luzoba nzima kakhulu.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu-ke, ungadinwa lokusasa Ndlovini. Yes, so that is Mr. Ndlovu, one of our callers. Let's go back to Ms. Maere. So, Ms. Maere, if you can make an analysis perhaps on what is likely going to happen ahead of the elections, do you foresee any cases of violence or, you know, if there is violence, what is your party going to do? Is there any way you can defend yourselves?
Well, what is clear is that ZANU-PF can never win a free and fair election in Zimbabwe. Obviously, there will be cases of political violence because that's what ZANU-PF does when it's losing. We saw what they did. ZANU-PF kana yakudyiwa inoita zvekurova vanhu zvemhuri zvonga. Isu seTripleC takatara isu tine ma-peace teams edu, asi naizvozvo tinoyambira mapurisa veZEC veMPRC ngavaite basa ravo nokuti macitizens pabumbiro remutemo paconstitution panotaura kuti mapurisa anofanira kumirira munhu wese, munhu akarohwa, munhu akapazirwa mota yacho, munhu akapisirwa imba, mapurisa anofanira kutora matano. Nhasi tikutorangarira zuva rakaurayiwa mboni iwe kuzali yekukwekwe gore rakapera. Zvinhu zvakadaro hachifanhi kuti zviitike. ZANU-PF kana ichiti inesapoti yevanhu, sei ichizorova vanhu? Kana ichiti inodiwa, sei ichizombunyikidza vanhu? Isu seTripleC toziva kuti nesapoti sapoti yekuti president vasichamisa vachatohwina. Ndosaka ZANU-PF yakutya. Takanzwa vakuru vavo vachifara kuti aiwa pisa idzimba dzavo varovevanhu avachakwanisa kutonga.
Thank you very much, Ms. Maere. Stay on the line. I think Mr. Themba Mliswa is calling us saying he wants to join the show right now. We had actually invited him to be on standby. And then Mr. Joseph Chuma is saying we should call him on a 712 number. So let's try that 712 number. As I speak right now, Mr. Themba Mliswa is calling, saying, can you please bring me in? So we hopefully we are going to get him before the end of the show. So Baba Ndlovu, ekugcineni khona lapha nxa singakhuluma ngokuthi kambe kuhamba njani kukempu yenu ezaphu. Siyakwazi ukuthi lake lathwala nzima kudala ngama-1980s kunamanje lokho elithwele nzima ngebandla elibusayo. Pho kulungiswa njani konke lokho kungela kudubulana phakathi? Baba Msongelwa,
ibandla lezanupiefu belisungula la majaha balisungula ngeslogani ethi Zanu nde Europa. Babengatsho bedlala, babesitsho bebulala, ngoba uzakhumbula ukuthi kwaba le group yethu ngabo William Dangana ngesikhathi sempi, babaxokodisa, bababulala, babaqeda du. Abanye orugare gumbo bagcine besila behlaliswa emlindini. Laba bantu abazange beqale into zombangazwe bejonge ukuthuthukisa isizwe kumbe ukuthuthukisa abantu. Baqala ezombangazwe bejonge ukuthuthukisa izikhwama zabo lemuli zabo. They never had any plan for the country except for their families and their people. Kathesi after uzanu nde Europa, kathesi bathi bona inotongwa nebene bayo. Basho yena umnangagwa labantu bakhe asebegcwele izikhwama ngemali lomnotho welizwe. Thina njengezaphu saqala into le siyenzela abantu. Saqhubeka ngo-1980 namaplazi ayaziwa esathenga khona amaplazi senzela ukuthi sithuthukise isizwe, sithuthukise abantu baseZimbabwe. Okumqoka njengezaphu esikutshoyo thina kuzulu wonke yikuthi siyazi ukuthi abakhokhela amaphoyisa, abakhokhela ibutho, baningi abezaphu. The most disciplined revolutionary army in Southern Africa was ZIPRA. And because of that, we have continued to call on all ZIPRA officers in government today to remain disciplined, to never be poisoned by the ZANU and ZANLA politics and turn our military people and turn our professional police people against the citizens. We are calling on them to remain resolute and loyal, not to a political party or individuals in government, but to the citizens, to Zimbabweans in general, and so that we can deliver a free, fair, and credible elections. Lonyaka. Kubaleke kakhulu lokho, Baba Dube, ukuthi abantu bezwisise ukuthi sina njengozaphu siphethe ilegacy yezaphu eka-1961, siphethe ilegacy yezipra ekhokhelwa ngabantu
abu-siyabonga Ndlovu, isikhathi isesedliwa ngumangoyi. Siyabonga kakhulu. Miss Mayere, your last word, 10 seconds. Your last word, Mayere, 10 seconds. Yes, your last word.
Kuti tinoyambira ma-citizens kana kuti vagari vose ndainyoresei kuti tinovhota munhu wese tairira kunyaya yemugwazo mazuva ari kuzotera tichaita candidate selection tinoita kupinda muvanhu chibvunzwai kuti muda kutungamirirwa nani tatagarai matagadzirira nokuti nemajuly august tatangodaidzirwa kunzi election yako munhu wese kunovhota nokuti kana president nakuchamisa netriple c yapinda tichaita zvikoro zvakanaka zvipatara zvinoshanda mari inotenga noupenyu hwakanaka semazimbabwe.
Thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show and we're thinking that Mr. Tafaso Mngwati was going to join us and Mr. Joseph Chuma as well, but unfortunately they were not reachable, so that was the scheme of things. But we wish to thank our guests this evening, Ms. Mahere, that is the CCC interim spokesperson, and Mr. Msongelwa Ndlovu, who is the ZAPU spokesperson. Signing off from Washington, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Mabuza.